We have two awesome guys from a fantastic Melbourne band, Circles, joining us in the studio. They are Ted and Dave. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Now, where does the name Circles come from, and why did you choose it for your band?
I'll pass this one to Dave, if he can fill that out.
Oh, wow. It doesn't have a full backstory, really, or anything. It was just one of those things where we were in a rehearsal, and we opened up a beat mag and chucked the finger down, and there was Circles, basically. So,
that's literally how shallow the name origin is.
I'd love to. Yeah, we got to work on making up an awesome backstory for that. But, yeah, basically it worked just because we didn't want anything, you know, too blunt or anything where someone would, before hearing the band, actually get a sense of what it would sound like from the name, sort of thing. So something fairly generic, so we ran with.
I think basic geometry shapes is pretty generic.
that's it.
So for people who are unfamiliar with you guys, how would you define yourselves and your music?
I'd say we're definitely a heavy band. Our music is very heavy and with distorted guitars and the big drums and all that kind of thing. But our angle really is, I think, with the vocals, and they're really a very melodic approach and minimal screaming, I guess, only in parts that really call for it. When he's like, oh, I wish it could scream there, then bang, it comes out. So yeah, that's what we want. So a very dynamic, heavy, melodic band. That's how I like to describe it.
Excellent. That sounds really, really good.
Try to make it as appealing as possible, all right?
So what has been your best or worst moment in the band so far?
Best moment, I don't know. It's probably our recent signing, I'd say.
Yeah, we signed to Basic Records label in the UK.
Oh, wow, well done.
So, that was really cool. So, you know, they're boosting our profile abroad, which is good. So, yeah, that's got to be one of the good things.
Now, you guys have gone, you've done a couple of tours, yeah?
Very, very sort of minimal. We've been over to Brizzy and that sort of thing, and yeah, nothing too extensive as yet.
Have you got any plans to be going on some amazing whirlwind tours yet, or some really big Aussie tours? What do you got coming up tour-wise?
We're hoping to put together an East Coast tour in the next couple of months of Australia, and hopefully also get over to Europe next year, so depending on how everything goes. But that is the grand plan.
Oh, okay. Mm. Now, you guys do have an EP coming out, The Compass. We'll talk about that in a minute, but are you working on an album at all?
We are. The Compass is actually already out.
Oh, it's out already?
Yeah, all available in stores and online. So
I think you were just deceived with the plastic packaging.
I got very confused when it turned up and it was wrapped in plastic.
It's very official. Like, you know, we're signed and stuff. We've got plastic on CDs.
You've made it. This is it for you guys. Yeah, well done.
We shrink wrap them now. I've totally forgotten the question.
well, if you're working on an album, what's it going to be called? What's on it? How does it sound? Well,
still, TBA.
Very early to be announced. For that, you know. So yeah, we're probably about four or five songs in on that. We're going away to our little hidey hole where we go, the other guitarist's holiday house, where we sort of seclude ourselves. No internet, no phone reception.
No internet.
Yeah.
How are you going to survive? How are you going to update your Facebook?
You won't hear from us for at least 4 days, and that means we're either dead or we're recording.
Let's hope it's that you guys are recording. Now, for The Compass, you will be playing at The Revolver this Friday the 26th. What can you tell us about the show? What can fans expect?
We're hoping it's going to be a fairly big one. This one's actually our first headline show.
Oh, okay.
So we've kind of held back on headlining shows at this stage, just, you know, before the profile builds. But, yeah, no, we're expecting it to be big and you know, wow, and hopefully it's a good night.
Yeah, hopefully win over some new fans. There's some great bands playing with us in Dead Lovers Lane, Endings Remain, and also White Cell. And a lot of those bands are kind of a little bit different to the style that we play, so hopefully they'll bring their fans and we'll bring our fans, and everyone can kind of, you know, enjoy a whole night's worth of music. So anything to kind of spread the fan base, we'll love to do, and I'm sure that the same with the other bands.
Now, talking about spreading your fan base, where can people get more information on the upcoming gig and Circles in general?
Probably our Facebook, which is just Facebook Listen to Circles, or circlesband.com.
Yep.
Would be your two best bets of finding about everything Circles.
All right, and people can get the Compass from your Facebook as well and on that website that you just told us?
Yeah, there is some links down the side of everywhere where it's actually available, so whether that be online or in stores, all the links are there. So
we're in JB as well.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in JB. Oh, that's when you know you've made it as well.
At least one copy in like two stores. It's huge.
Yeah. I've actually went down to the local JB, found it and put it up on that upper shelf, you know, where they had the featured artists. And the week after I went back and it was back in its slot, so I did it again.
For a brief moment, you were a marketing genius. Well, I was. Now, we've talked a lot about the Compass. We're about to listen to Clouds Are Gathering. What can you tell us about that song?
This one seems to have brought the, you know, captured the attention of a few people. This was actually the one that caught the ears of Basic Records in the UK, so that was pretty good. So we've done an unofficial video for it, so you can find that on YouTube as well and through the Facebook. But yeah, it's a, you know, bit of a sing along. So yeah,
is there a lot of screaming in that one?
Little bit.
Just a little bit. But it's done tastefully.
That'll be fun to sing along to. Guys, thank you for being on the show and good luck with the Revolver this weekend. Oh, this Friday, rather.
Cheers, man.
We can't wait to see you guys there.